Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by AnaBots. Did you know? Companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have 400% higher chance of closing the deal. Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 5 to 7 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Tabitha Jones. Tabitha's career advancement and leadership coach who helps simplify career advancement for leaders. So Tabitha, welcome to Basic Business AI.
I'm so happy to be here. How
I'm
are you
so
doing
happy
today,
to be here.
Anna?
I'm doing amazing.
Good.
So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Oh my gosh. So AI has definitely caused some shifts from the job search perspective, which has been really interesting. I work with a lot of women who are more that midlife, mid to high career, in that midlife to mid to high career space. And many have not been on a job search in a while. But over the last few years, as you and I both know, AI has been integrated into a lot of businesses. And they're using it in the screening process. So when that job posting goes up and hundreds of people hit the apply button, there's not a human at the end, in most cases, screening those initial resumes. So it has changed the whole process, actually, to where resumes need to get a lot more strategic. There are so many resume writers out there who write and create beautiful resumes, but what they forget is the strategy now with the AI piece. So I teach my clients, first off, to not be afraid of AI, but second of all, to use it to really elevate their resumes and help them beat that pre-screening so that they can get into more job interviews and hopefully land their jobs much quicker.
I love that. And yes, I never thought about people screening resumes with AI, which, I mean, right now, I can see that happening. I have seen people who write their resumes with AI, and sometimes they don't, let's say they don't review that, and it gives away that it was made with AI. So what would be some practical applications that you can tell the audience on how to use AI to write their resumes?
That is a really great question. So first of all, I don't recommend that you have AI write your initial draft of your resume. I say get in there, write out your core bullets, write out what you do, write out your top five career accomplishments, identify your top 15 or so skills, and then use AI to elevate your resume. So getting those strong action verbs in there, getting the wording so that it's more concise and clear so that your resume fits on two pages. Also, side note, I know there's a lot of dispute. Is it one page? Is it two? If you've got as much experience as I've had or my clients have had, 10 to 15 years doesn't fit on one page. So two pages is fine. AI is able to just elevate and get that language to be so much more clear. You, however, as the candidate, need to go back and review it because sometimes AI lies. It doesn't really know you. It doesn't necessarily know what you're trying to say. So it can take a little bit of massaging and practice, but it definitely can be humanized. And the more it gets to know you, I say humanized tone-wise, the more it gets to know you, the better it is. And my clients who were so afraid of AI, thinking, 50 plus years old, who are like, oh my gosh, this is so scary, are loving it, using it for everything once they understand how to use it and how to get that tone created.
It's like, I think it's like everything in life, it's something that we don't know how to use or something that is unknown to us can be scary. But once we learn how to use it, that's when we can use it. Then once when we learn how to use it, we know this knowledge of, oh, that was very scary, but now I know how to use it. Now I know what it's for. Now I know how to use the tool. That's when it becomes valuable to us. And something, I think you mentioned that you also help women who, I mean, sometimes women are out of the job force for many years. Mm-hmm. And it comes to a point where if we've been out of the job force for many years because we tend to the family or for whatever reason, sometimes we don't know ourselves anymore. And how can AI tell you, oh, you're this and this and this when you don't know? And I would say that I will say this. AI can help you brainstorm so that you can also know yourself again. Know you're the person that you're right now. What do you think about that?
I agree in some ways. So an interesting thing, and my husband's actually asked me this, aren't you afraid that AI is going to take your job? AI can't take away the heart-centered human piece of it that can ask you the questions that get you digging deeply into yourself. Mm-hmm. That said, AI can scratch that surface and help you start seeing things a little bit more clearly. For example, there are some people who are so technical with their AI language when they go into ChatGPT. I'm not that person. I speak to it like it's my best friend. I'm pretty sure it is my best friend, but don't tell anybody. So what I'll do
is... I
thought
it was my best friend.
Oh, no, it's... No, wait a minute. But I'll go in and show somebody who has been from working, not working from home, sorry, who's been staying home, maybe raising their family and doing all the things. I'll have them go in and type in, what have you been doing? Have you taken mm-hmm. courses? Have you been volunteering at your at the child's school? Have you done all of these things? Then ask ChatGPT, take this, summarize it into my top 20 skills.
Love it.
Then you're on your way to a really great skills-based resume. Coaching still helps because when you've been out of the workforce, you know, the imposter syndrome comes in there, the wondering, can I do it? But ChatGPT is a really, or any AI really, any of the tools that you prefer to use are really a great way to get that initial insight and start scratching the surface.
I love this. Such a golden nugget. And yeah, it's just a tool. Mm-hmm. So Tabitha, tell us who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So I always say I serve mostly women and a few lucky men who are generally leaders in the corporate or nonprofit space who want to get more powerfully positioned for career advancement. In some cases, it's through leadership development. In some cases, it's to help them get out from behind their computers and actually get the attention they deserve so they can earn those promotions. And in some cases, it's truly helping job seekers take it from A to Z, which means that resume all the way through the salary negotiation process. So I love it. I love seeing confidence being built every day and working with people through that process.
Awesome. Where can people reach out to you?
The easiest way to find me is on LinkedIn. I'm Tabitha with all A's and share a lot of great content there. You can also find me on my website at empowered-leadership. Sorry, that's not true. It's empowered-leader.com. And I do have a variety of services available, including an actual resume success secrets workshop that is an audio course that teaches you some of the ChatGPT tricks that we were talking about today.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Tabitha Jones, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her on LinkedIn or on her website, empowered-leader.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.